We were holding Mishabura and Simei Kuf Yud on Sif Dali. We were holding Mishabura Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. If it's possible to halt while you're saying Tfilas HaDerech, you should do so. Mishabura says, Kagoyin Shaha Chavrusa Mam Tenis. Chavrusa doesn't mean your learning partner, means the group that you're traveling with is willing to wait. So they're going to travel ahead without you while you stop. So is it not necessarily safe to travel by yourself? And of course, Tfilas HaDerech apparently actually took time, so they would get ahead to the point that he would be traveling by himself. Nowadays, you know, so it takes 20 seconds. Like, so how far could they get around? Siyama Milelech. If a person by pausing this feels that that's going to get him distracted because he's worried about, you know, he has to get somewhere on time. You know, you're mamish on a tight schedule, so that is something you stop and will just raise his tension level and distract him. So you can say it while you're traveling. If he's riding an animal in Tzarech Lerid, Shiridosa Valiosa Teradtoi, because that itself, getting on and getting off, is there is time and effort involved, and that itself causes a distraction to the person. But the animal, you should halt the animal. We pass in the Reich of Kimahalik Dami. A person's riding, seems like he's seated and the animal is moving, we look at it as if he's moving. The more actually has that discussion, and the more it has it in the context of if you see a chacham riding on an animal, so the chacham is seated, you're not mechivah stand up for him. The chacham is standing, walking, you're mechivah stand up for him. The chacham is riding on an animal, you're mechivah stand up when he goes by. Right? So if Rachel Kimahalak told me, so I'm mechivah stand up when he goes by. If not, Lav Kimahalak told me, it's like he's seated, so I'm mechivah stand up when he's seated. So the more it comes out, Rachel Kimahalak told me. So if a person's traveling on a wagon, he does not need to get out of off of the wagon because that's a tircha involved, etc. But he should halt the animals, which are, if that's possible. So in regards to a person traveling by car, it would be preferred. The person assuming would be preferred to. If you have an easy place to pull the car over and safely and stop the car, you should do so. Obviously, you don't. If that's not something that, if that itself is not going to be safe until he finds a place, that itself creates this tirda, which you see Chazal reckoned for. A person is traveling on a bus, so you can stand up on a bus. What's the problem standing up on a bus? You can physically stand up on the bus. So, is there a mile of standing up on the bus? Where you're traveling on a train, so the Aruch HaShulchan was talking about the train, and he says the person should stand up when he's traveling on the train. He should stand up. No reason why he can't stand up on a train. So hence we had this conversation about standing up on the plane, which gets a little more complicated. Okay. Hey.
Boy, what are you saying at the end of safe about the person traveling with a group of people? It's a yamid me lele.
You should halt the animal.
Under what circumstances?
You're not mechiv to get off of the animal. Saying you're not mechiv to get off, because that itself is a big tear for the getting off and getting on.
No.
But you should make the animal, you should halt the animal. Or if you're riding in a wagon, you should halt the animal so that the what you're riding in should be stationary.
No, the end of the thing before was safe. A person traveling with a group of people.
That was the first thing I said.
Yes, so
I said if they're waiting for you, so then you should stand. You should halt.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Yamod Melech. Hey, Ein Sarach Lermer Oisela Pamachas Beyam. You only have to say it one time per day. I feel him Yanuch Be'ir Bem Sayyam. So if a person's going to be, he leaves in the morning from city A and he's traveling to city C, travels through city B in the middle, and he decides to stop there for lunch, etc. That doesn't make a difference. His final goal is to continue to travel, you know, in beyond, etc. So he says it once for the whole day. Avol, im daita lolun be'ir, if he plans to spend the night in that along his way, he's going to spend the night in this other city. The trip is a multi day trip, and he has to spend the night somewhere. So, in that situation, obviously the next morning, you say again. But what about the following situation where he arrives and says, you know what, I'll stay for the night. Later, an hour later, he says, you know what, why not, let's keep going. So he never really spent the night there. But he was Masir Das on the trip for as of now because he decided to stay. So even at that point, when he changes his mind later on, so that situation, the tefillah that you said earlier, you've paused the trip. So even though you start again, and it's the same day, but since you clearly paused the trip, you would have to make a new tefillah in Sederach. Okay, Mishabura adds the following. Sukkot Chavdalot. As long as you're traveling, you have to say it. So my trip, I'm doing a cross-country trip, and it's taking me a week. So each day, you would say it. So you have to say it at least once. You say it once a day. Now that halacha, the scenario which we're talking about here is that there was some pause. You start on day one, and eventually at some point you pause for the night. I'm traveling on a train, and the train is going while I'm sleeping, but the train is just continuing going. So what about that scenario? Or maybe a step before that, I leave in the morning, and I keep driving, and I'm driving into the night. So driving into the night, the person can assume that's all part of your tefillah that you said in the morning. It only would kick in the following morning. In a case where what you're traveling on is continuing to go, even though you or yourself are, so in that situation, the person can grapple with, or that the person is on a cruise ship. You know, so you say it the first day, and then the ship's going, you know, but not getting to port and stopping. So it's going, and it's traveling out to to Tahiti, you know. So you're out in the ocean for 7 days, so you get to Tahiti. So what do you do in that situation? The assumption is that you would say it. That you would say it again, but since it's a suffix, so some suggest that we should say it in tefillah, in the tefillah. Now we'll see about that. When is the proper time to say that is the next question. Okay. The person pauses, they rest there for a few hours. And then he continues further. If when you decided to take your rest and to pause the trip, you intended to go further, so that's what happens after this few hour break that you take. It's a continuation of the trip, and that's okay. But if when you had stopped, you planned to spend the night already, which would require a new tefillah the following morning, and then you later on you said, you know what, why not? Let's keep going. But that already pauses the trip totally. Therefore, you need a new tefillah. Tzarech, the heavy hesek adas, like you've been receiving das on the trip. If you actually did spend the night in an inn, so you'd have to say it again the next morning. The case we mentioned before, the trip continues throughout the night. He doesn't spend the night at an inn. person comes, pause, rests for a few moments, then it continues his trip, etc. So he says, in that situation, you would say without the chasima baruch Hashem shemei tefilah.
What situation?
Or someone suggests that you should say it in Shemoneh Esrei, in case where you continue to travel throughout the night. Okay. Okay. Sifov. Haram in Rutenberg. So the Torah quotes the name of Haram in Rutenberg. Shayotel Derech Baberker Hayomra Acher Hirotzen. So this is so he was trying to address the problem of the Chor, that we would like our brachas to start with brachas Hashem Lekena Melech Elah. So the only brachas which we have which don't start with that are brachas which are Samach Lechaberta. He says, I have an Eitzah. I'll be Masmich Lechaberta. So I say brachas Hashachar. Then you say the bracha of Amar Rishena. And then you finish off that bracha, bracha to Hashem, Gemel Chasin Tumim Lamo Yisrael, Hirotzul Fenecha, Shetalichen L'Shalom, Tatsin L'Shalom, etc., etc. Right? So you bring Samech to the bracha of Hamav Rishena, which is that long bracha, which ends off with Gemel Chasin Tumim Lamo Yisrael. So he was Masmechit, Acha Hirotzul, Kelasmicha L'Bracha Zagamel Chasadim, Tia Bracha Smugel Chaberta. You regain Bracha Smugel Chaberta. Now, Mr. Brewer is going to challenge this din with what we say in Siv Zion. So let's see Siv Zion, and we'll go back to Mishnah Berurah. So basically reading Siv Vav, sounds like you're planning to travel that day. So you get up in the morning, you haven't traveled yet, you haven't left yet at all. You used to say, he wrote something, when I travel, it should be a safe trip, right? Zot the Mechaber in Siv Zion. You're only allowed to say it once you started to travel. You can't say it when you're still in the city. Number one, so you have to first start traveling before you say it, and it has to be the point that it's called Hitzah B'derech. You clearly left the city limits and you're out on the road. It's called being Machzah B'derech. Number one. Number two, Ein Lomer Elam Ken Yesh Ledech Parsa. The distance that you're traveling has to be at least a Parsa, which in modern, so then there's a discussion amongst the poskim how we translate it into modern terms. A Parsa is 4 mil. If you calculate a mil, the larger shear, right? So it's about 3 miles. That's the larger shear. If it's a smaller shear, it's less than that. So when you lived in the world of small villages, a 3 mile distance between them, you know, going through the forest was not a safe place. So Chazal said that's the point where they're ready. That you're so far away from the city that's not safe. That it's proper that you should be mispalel for the safety of your journey. Chazal also said that a parsa is 4 mil, takes 72 minutes to travel. So do we argue nowadays that the shear is 3 miles, or is the shear the time it would take, which would be, and the only machlokes say that the trip that you're taking is going to be that distance, or that amount of time? And the answer is, of course, that is a machlokes, as opposed to you can say it, but you don't say it with a boruch. Furthermore, your trip is going to be multiple parsos. But Rashi understands that the more that you only say it if there's a parsa, means you must say it in the first parsa of your trip. You should not leave it to later on in the trip. So you're going to be traveling 10 parsas today. Right? More says the average travel of a person for a day was 10 parsa, 40 mil. Okay? But so you definitely are traveling, your trip is long enough that qualifies to Tilsa Derek. It's 40 parsa, one is enough. Rashi says that according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, you must say it in the first leg of the journey within the first parsa. And according to Rashi, if you did not, you don't say it anymore. You lost the tefillah. We don't pass it like that. We pass that if you didn't say it earlier, you can say it later. However, the chachila, the chashish for Rashi, you should say it as early as possible on the trip.
What's Rashi?
Rashi says you could only say it in the first parsa.
Okay.
You have to be out of the city.
You have to be out of the city.
First
right.
Of
all, that could be an hour. I mean, to get out of the city sometimes.
Well, we'll talk about nowadays in a second. So, Bazman, you know, you lived in those cities, which basically they were, you know, were pretty much hemmed in because for safety purposes. Very clear when you left the city,
right?
You travel out, you know, you're 2 or 3 minutes outside of the city wall or the city area. You're on the road, good, and you're planning to travel multiple parses. Rashi says, well, you should say it before you've traveled the first parse. Okay, very easy. But for our purposes, that's you know, not, how the fine leaving the city is much more confusing. We live in the world of the, you know, of megalopolis, you know, so the city is Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, Camden, New Jersey, New York, Boston. That's the city, right? You know, at any given time, you're not that far from any city or any type of issue. So we'll talk about that. Let's just finish up the Shulchan Aruch. Let me see the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll try and fit it in. Now, the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, says, "Shachach min la'amra, yomer se kol zman shebederech." If a person did not say it immediately, you could say it later on the trip. Not like, in other words, not like Rashi the Bidi Eved, you only have one parsa of time to say it. The first parsa of time to say it. No, as long as you're still traveling, you can say it. But b'vashli yigia tach parsa hasmucha le'ir sheretzel lalun ba. If you're within a parsa of your destination, or even if your destination for that night, that you're going to spend the night there and continue on your journey tomorrow, but you forgot to say it earlier, you wake up and say, "Whoa, hey, oh, we're almost there." Well, it's too late. It's within the parsa, the last parsa before your arrival. The Yomer Sabalay Bracha. You say it again. You would say it, but with Mosham Beelach Yomer Sabalay Bracha. To that point, within the last parsa, you would say it without a bracha.
If your journey was exactly a parsa, though. In heavenly, once you could say it, you're in your last parsa.
Say it before you leave.
Yeah, but the Shulchan Aruch Pasen is very clear. You can't say it until you start traveling.
Yeah, so if it's Mitzumtzum, then I guess don't make the breath of it. Otherwise, just say it as the moment you start.
If the whole trip is exactly a parsa,
I'm not considering a trip. It's too short. Anyway, this is not. This is only in the gear really for Spartan, right? Although I suppose even for Ashkenazim, if they're passing an Arab village or something like that, it's going to start.
No, if it's a plumakum, which is established and considered makum sakana, even less than a parsa, we say it.
Even less than a parsa.
Right. So you're traveling by, through an Arab village or near an Arab village, and you could be able to say it even less than a parsa. Right. I'm not sure. Okay. See, Mishnah Berurah is on Tziv Vav and Zion. So now we have to really sort of reconcile that the Mechaber says very clearly you only say it once you started traveling. Rabbi Rittenberg says would say it when he was traveling. He would say it after the Hiratzin in order to be Samech at the Birchas Agam Chasadim. So Mishnah Berurah says, "But Derech Bebeiker." Pirush Kshahayu Nachutz the Pomim Leilach LeDerech Bebeiker Kadam Atil. There were times when he was forced to leave before davening. He would say the brachas as he was traveling. So in that situation, he's already traveling. Oh, so traveling, you're allowed to say it. Where would he say it? He would say it after the Amar Sheino, Hirotzen, Gabba Chasadim Tevlam Yisrael, Hirotzen for Til Sederach. Al-Kzum Halach Acher Atfilo, and Yachal Omer Til Sederach Kadam Atfilo. You can't say it then. You have to start traveling before you say it, which is why I said before. Well, the solution is you'll say it in Shemone Esrei. What does that mean? If it's a Shemone Esrei, which is not along on the road, it doesn't help you. Okay, so the interest of the Rami Rittenberg was Tmimas Mechit. Why? In order to reach Tmucha Lechaberta, Shena Pesachas Baruch, it itself does not start with the word Baruch. So Tosis actually asks the Kasha, Tosis and Brochus asks the Kasha. So what's the Pshat that we have? This field doesn't start with, it starts with Yiratzin.
Why would the Chacham
Misakin like that? That's Tosis' question. So Tosis does raise the question. So the Rambam Rutenberger says, okay, the solution is Yishuvim Asmich to something else, if possible. Tosis does mention such a... Correct. Because since it's not Pesach B'Baruch, we want it to be someone who's aware to become connected that way. If he's traveling early in the morning, like with the scenario where you say brachas, the brachas on the way, you could say Tfilas HaDerech as such as well. If, however, the bracha cheres, you would connect it to a different bracha. You would eat or drink something, and you say bracha achrona. The reason why Mishnah Berurah says bracha achrona, why can't you be masmich to the bracha rishona? Well, you have to eat between the bracha rishona, and you say bracha rishona, eat, and then you could say tefillah sederach. Meanwhile, you interrupted between the bracha and tefillah sederach. One reason. Second reason is that there's a rabbeinu tam. In Ksubas and Af Zion, maybe it's Ches, either Zion or Bezer Ches, that he talks, when he goes through the brachas of the Sheva brachas, so the first one is leaving up Reprig off, and the first one is Shakob Baral the Kvote. Brachas Hashem Lakan Malachalam, Shakob Baral the Kvote. Brachas Hashem Lakan Malachalam. Yisera Adam. Brachat Hashem al Kenem al Chalom. Yisera Tzarsat al Chalom. All right. Brachat Hashem Yisera Adam. So it's the Sis V'Sagel Akara. So what changed? Why was it? So the answer is like, you know, they're all brachas. You need some, so bracha requires, we pass in like Rav, the bracha requires Shema Malchus. So what, where's the Shema Malchus in Sois Tosis? Such as Sois Tosis. It ends up with Brachat Hashem. It doesn't mention Malchus. Right? So Tarsus is a Smucha L'Chaberta. So why do we wake up with Smucha L'Chaberta by Sos Tosis? Why do you say that Sheger Tzara Sodom is Smucha L'Chaberta? So he says, right, that the halacha is that Smucha L'Chaberta only works to a bracha, which is a bracha arucha. If the paragraph before is a bracha arucha, bracha to Hashem, l'kenem al-chalom, asher yitzar salam b'tzamoy, bracha to Hashem, yitzar adam, that's a bracha arucha, then you can be masmich sois to cease to that. But the bracha before of asher yitzar, you want to be masmich to the bracha of yitzar adam, bracha to Hashem, l'kenem al-chalom, yitzar adam, asher yitzar salam b'tzamoy, bracha to Hashem, yitzar adam. It wouldn't be clear what's bracha and what's not bracha. So you can't be masmich. The concept being masmich bracha lechaverta doesn't work to bracha ksara. So right, imagine he says theoretically you could say bracha to Hashem al kenem al chalom shakobar al lechvoidor yotzer adam asher tzara b'tzamoy, but it doesn't make any sense to us. We don't see a clear beginning and end. Right, what's the bracha? Bracha to Hashem al kenem al chalom shakobar al lechvoidor. That's the bracha, and then your masmich yotzer adam. Right, so lechaverta. You don't need more words. Right. But that would like be strange. Like so he says, you have to. So you can't do it now. Do we pass on like that to Rebbeinu Tam? That seems to be the Poskim seem to say not like the Rebbeinu Tam, but they seem to question the Rebbeinu Tam with Chachila. So Mishnah Berurah says it's much better to eat something and say Bracha Achrona, right? So now, so if you're saying a Bracha Achrona according to the Rebbeinu Tam, if you're saying a Bracha Achrona of Alamichya or Main Sholish or Alapayrus, whatever it is, that's very good. Arucha starts with Baruch, ends with the Baruch, and then you say he rots it.
What's the Rebbeinu Tam?
Were you listening? So what do you understand? Rebbeinu Tam says you can't be masmich a bracha simcha l'berta to a bracha k'zara. Which word do you not understand? All right. So, but if you're masmich to Berena Foshes, that's a bracha k'zara.
That's a k'zara.
So the truth is, the poskim look at Brei Nefosh is somewhere in the middle, because it says Baruch Hei Ha'olamim. So it's right. Brei Nefosh Baruch Hei Ha'olamim. So the Yerushalmi says that actually the correct bracha, the Yerushalmi holds that the correct bracha is bracha to Hashem and chayor lamin. So we don't say bracha to Hashem. But the Be'etzim, it starts with a thought and ends with a chasima, bracha chayor lamin. So that is enough, Mishnah Berurah holds, even with Dren Tam could be, that you can be masmith now, Yerotzen, there's like a new thought. So that's clear, you have your first thought, then you have Yerotzen, so Dren Tam would hold that would be valid. So Mishnah Berurah says any bracha achrona would be sufficient. The bracha Rishon, it gets much more complicated. Or you say Hashem, you first go to the bathroom and says Hashem Yitzar, bracha to Hashem, Rafael Bosom of Hilas, Yerotzen, Shetel Chen, Lashom, etc. Malkam Shem Yochel Lassus Kolzet. If that's not available, Gan Shem Lim Al Ma'alavorach, he doesn't have food right now with him. Vigam Hu Yershiba Gola Ben Anoshim, Ben Amroitzim, Hampton Alabach Yerid Rialad. They don't want to give him the time for a bathroom break. Safa became Mutter Lerman Tfilas Aderach. So you can say it. Why? The Kamer Shem Sermon, the Tfilas Aderach, Ein Tzricha Shatiya Smukha Lechaberta. Ein betur beis yeshes. That's Tosis Kasha. Tosis says that certain reasons Chazal weren't masakin everything that still requires the Shvi Simuch Lechaberta. Okay, end of that thought. Mishnah Berurah talks about some proper practices that a person should do when they're traveling. So number one. A person leaves a city, he takes rishus from the leaders of the city, the gedolim of the city, before he leaves. So it means you go to the gedol here, and you say that you're leaving, please give me a bracha, I should go safely. So where do you find such an idea? The Mora says when they were contemplating going out to war, they would ask the Sanhedrin. The Mora says, you don't reach us in the Sanhedrin. We go into Rumatumim, the Melech, and the Saratswa. So what do you need the Sanhedrin for? Pirush Rashi. Not the Rishos, Kadesh Yispal Aleim. The purpose wasn't so much the Rishos, is by doing so that therefore they would daven for them. So when Rabbi Anuel was alive, that's how whenever I would leave town, I would always call him before, as I'm leaving town, you know. That's not the Rishos, we got a leader. And now I do it to Rabbaran, you know. Before I leave, I said to Rabbaran, I'm leaving. So because a person should try and arrive at his destination when it's still light. A person should wait in the morning until it's light before he leaves. A person should try and arrive when the sun is setting. Why? The Shema Yipo Ba'achas HaPachosim were concerned that he might, there's pits and holes and different things in the road along the way. A person could, if it's dark, you can't see what's there. Yep. If you know the route, you're arriving back home, and these roads you've traveled multiple times, you know exactly where the problems are attached. You know how to avoid them. The Mora says there's three possible concerns. One of them is the shadim. So if you daven, if the Mora says the assumption is we're traveling two people together, there's no concern with shadim. And the other concern is that you might fall into these holes, which doesn't help you having two people, so you both fall into the hole, right? So the answer is, but the more says if you're familiar with the paths, so then that never was a problem to start with. So going at nighttime, and the third concern was bandits, and in general, some clear, we assume there's not a problem of the bandits. I think there was the Chesh and the Gemara.
Chashad was the bandits.
No, Chashad is the issue of going into a. Chashad is the issue of going into a churva.
So was the bandits mazik?
No, there's mazik and there's a shadim. Okay.
Everything's mapolis.
Mapolis is the third thing? That's churva. That's by churva.
Yes.
I'm not talking about churva. I'm talking about traveling at nighttime. Okay.
Do we say that since it's there's man by it, that is there an issue of the woman motzing yet? Is it like a mitzvah? Do we look at it like it?
No, because it's not tolling's man. you know, Zman means not the amount of time that you travel. Zman means there's a calendar time defining it. Calendar time or date. Okay.
There's at least three problems about time.
Yeah, let's hold it over here. So there's a Monday night. One second. Let me just finish. Please let me finish my thought. Monday night should be regular. Right? Monday night should be regular. Tuesday night.
Tuesday night,
Tuesday night I'm giving a shear, and that's going to go straight from Ma'ariv into the shear, so that's not, we're going to miss Tuesday night. Now, Wednesday night is this safety thing. I don't know if people are planning.